sit with you. That was for him to look at.
Oh.
Telephone. Hello. Yes, speaking. Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Well, it's here to Merseystockport. That's right, yes, yes. We have a right front door, and so do the next door neighbours on either side. Okay, but you know, definitely I was in yesterday, so I don't know where Jacob went to, but it's not right, it doesn't matter. Okay then, thank you, bye-bye. The money box. I don't think there's any money in it, Tommy.
They're there. Stuck.
It's stuck, isn't it? Yes, I noticed that. Let's see what's in it. This is Mummy's money box. That's probably why there isn't very much in it. Oh, it's got nothing in it apart from an empty film roll, and that's. Disappointment, Thomas. But there might be some money. And this is your money box, but we've taken the bottom out. What's in there?
What's there?
What's in there? Oh! It's empty.
This?
It's empty. It's a tin. Look, what's on the tin?
This?
What's that, Thomas? Grapes. Black grapes and green grapes.
Oops.
And what have we got in this tin?
On that. What is this?
This is out of Mummy's sewing basket. It's poppers. And curtain rings. Oops. And an old zip. And lots of buttons. What's in the bag? What's in the bag? Look at your hair. Buttons.
Oh,
there's buttons. Two packets of buttons. There's some more buttons in this bag. Have a look and see what's on those buttons.
More
buttons. What's on those buttons? Is it stuck? What's on those buttons?
Two
packets of buttons, but who's that on the button?
Oh.
It's Purdy, isn't it? Yes, look, all those pictures of Purdy on the buttons. One day when you need some buttons sewing on something, we can put those on, can't we? You're going to tip those out. There's all sorts of buttons and beads in that tin. In your mouth. Whoops.
Oops.
We dropped them on the floor, didn't we?
No.
Knocked the jar over and they went on the floor.
What is this?
That's a red bead. It's a bright bead. And there's a big blue one, look.
Blue. What is this?
They're beads rather than buttons, aren't they?
Blue.
Blue and red, like your shirt. And these are wooden fasteners off a duffel coat.
And this?
That's a green bead. They roll, don't they?
No.
Look, they roll.
And this?
Wooden bead. And rolling.
Go
on, too. I'm sure it's not going to happen. What's in your mouth, Becky?
And this?
It's a yellow bead. Shall we put some of the buttons in the money box? Look, two pink buttons. One in the Teletubby money box. I'll put the other pink button in Mummy's money box. The curtain rings won't go in there, is it? There.
No.
It's a bit too thick, isn't it? That might go in this tin.
No.
Do you like to take the lid off the tin and we'll see if that will go in there? Ruffles, doesn't it? Ooh!
Yeah.
Ooh, is it stuck? When you put these beads in here, they ruffle. Baskets over here.
Oh,
there's lots of things.
There is.
That's a basket. You've got a shopping basket, but it's not like that, is it?
There is.
That's a curtain hook. Oh dear.
There is.
That's a button, and that button's got an elephant on it, look. Those buttons are from Teddy's jumper.
Oh!
The teddy bear upstairs has a jumper with buttons. What colour's the elephant on the button?
No.
It's yellow, it's got a yellow ear. And what colour's the elephant itself?
No.
Yes. And what's this red?
Pearl.
It's pearl coloured, yes.
It is.
That's a toggle. It's a wooden bead. Has Thomas got some buttons on his shirt?
Okay.
That's a bead, that's a glass bead. Have you got some buttons here? Look, Thomas has buttons on his shirt. You keep your shirt fastened, don't they? Round like the moon and the sun.
Two
red beads.
Yum. And this?
That's a button with an elephant on it.
And this?
It's a white button. Those are different type of buttons, aren't they? They're poppers. Look, that's your sleep suit.
Poe, Lily,
Poe, Set. Who is it? Lala, Poe. And do you call Dipsy Hat because he's got a hat? Who's this?
This.
Who is it?
This.
That's Tinky Winky, but who's this?
Who's
this? Who is it, Thomas? Who's that?
Hat.
Who?
Poe. Lala Poe's that.
Look, this has poppers. This is how it stays on without falling off. Are you watching the poppers? Sure. Look, Tony. What a noisy boy.
I don't...
It's stuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like to do the poppers on that while I take the lid off the tin? Pop. Can you do that one?
Yeah.
You do that, Asma.
Pop.
That's right. Press it together. Until it goes... Pop! That's right, shall we undo them? Pop, pop, pop. And then we smack them shut together. Pop, pop.
Then pop.
You pop.
Pop.
Pop. Pop. And... There we are. Back to your game now. Doesn't rattle now, does it?
No.
No.
And then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a red glass bead. Comes on. We dance, don't we? Do we dance?
No.
No. Well, we do sometimes. There are two other buttons here, Thomas, which used to belong to a coat that my mummy used to wear when I was little.
Blue.
Yes, they're two big blue buttons. Look at those. Huge. They're big.
Seven.
Big blue buttons.
Blue.
And there's a small blue button. They're big blue buttons. And a small button. There should be another blue button somewhere. It isn't very big. What's inside here? I think that lid belongs in this tin.
No! Here!
No, bye-bye, what's she doing in that now?
Here! See ya!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
And that, at the book.
Stuck in the cupboard.
Blue.
We've got some more tins here, Thomas.
There's a blue one as well now. Oops. Oh dear. Oops.
Crash.
Everything fell down.
Look, we have some more tins now. These tins used to have sweets in them. Mints. And those had fruit sweets in them. There's nothing there now, is there? What's on the lid of the tin, Thomas?
Tea.
Somebody keeps tea in their tin sometimes. What's on the tin lid? Raspberries, grapes, a lemon, an orange, a lime, and some green leaves. And on this one, it's sweeties. Mints. And that's got a pussycat on it. Oh, is the lid stuck?
No.
The tins. Is that what you're doing? Are you going to put some buttons in the tins? There we are, let's open them. Shall we hide some buttons? That's the button I was looking for before. In that tin we have a big blue button and a small blue button. How many buttons in the tin? How many buttons in this tin? Not going to tell me, you're too busy. Are you drinking? From the tin? Yes, it's an airplane, isn't it? It's better to drink this, Thomas. It's a good pet. Shall we put some fruit from your shopping basket?
Oh
no! Into the tin of fruit. There's the lemon. There's a lemon on the front of the tin, look. So that would go in there, wouldn't it? And a small bunch of grapes. Would that fit in the tin, do you think? Might do. Yes. And what else shall we put in the tin? We haven't got a raspberry, but there's a strawberry. That looks quite like those. Hide that in there. Because I think everything else is probably too big, isn't it? So going on is a pear. You could hide a pear in the tin. And what's this?
Bananas.
A banana. What about this?
What is?
It's a plum. Slice of melon.
Okay.
That would be a bit tin. That tin is bigger than it. Yes.
Banana.
Where's the banana then? I think it's gone in the tin. Where's the missing egg? There's one egg missing, where is it? Is it in your tin?
What is this?
That's James, the red engine.
Help!
Help, help! Is that what James said when he started to slip on the wheels?
Help!
His wheel slipped on the leaves and his driver put the brakes on and he shouted, "Help, help!"
No. This?
That's Percy, the green engine.
Beep beep.
Beep beep. That's what it says, but what's he called?
Yep. This?
That's Toby. This is your shopping basket.
Yeah. Oops.
And this is the basket as well, Thomas. Look. Like a pussycat, doesn't it? I put the lid on. One of the ears has fallen off.
What is this?
It's a tin. Tin lid. What shall we put in the tin? Would you like to fill the tin with those rings? You can count them as you put them in. What colour are the rings?
Two.
There are three. They're white, aren't they?
No.
White?
No. Black.
White. White rings and white eggs. And white buttons.
Oh.
That's right. You put the buttons in the tin with the cat. And then we know where they are. Let's move over this into it. Oh, you flipped your lid.
Oh dear!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, you do it and we'll start again, can't you? Start counting again.
Two, eight, nine.
I've got three more here.
More.
1, 2, 3 more.
Oh.
Shall we post them in here? Through the slot at the back. No, pop in the tin. I'm going to count again as they go in. Oh, sorry, Mummy's cut on it.
Stuck. Oh!
Pardon you.
This?
You being a rude boy.
This?
What do you say? Excuse me. What does Thomas say? Excuse me. White buttons, white eggs, and white rings. These are round, aren't they? Not in your mouth, Thomas, please. No. No, not in your mouth. No, Thomas, no. Let's not fall out about it. No. Nice, is it? Oh dear, now who's going to have to pick all those buttons up? That's going to keep you busy for a while, isn't it? Oh dear, oh dear. What a mess. What a mess. Don't do that. Oh dear, dear, what a mess. Oh dear. Oh, are you very sorry for what you've just done? That was a bit of temper, wasn't it? Where's that nice boy gone to? It's all gone. Where's the nice boy? All gone. We've been left with Thomas. Right, we've got some cleaning up to do now, haven't we? We've got some jobs to do. Oh dear, dear. Look at this.
Oh dear, a mess.
A mess. Are you not a happy chappy?
Mess,
there is a mess. No doubt you're going to walk away and leave me to clean up. Thomas, not in your mouth.
See ya.
No, you come here. She'll be poorly. No, they've all got to go away now if you're going to do that. What about looking in here? Because Mummy put something in here, Thomas. No, we can't do that if you're going to start swallowing. Thomas, that will be disastrous. Oh dear, dear. Where have they gone? Where have they gone? Where have the curtain wings gone? Are they in there? No, Thomas, not in your mouth. You mustn't do that. No. Oh! Where's your balloon? That's something you can throw, isn't it?
No!
It is.
No, it is.
It's a toggle. You have to throw it.
Oh.
Shall we throw it into the tin? Everything's going now. That's something we can throw, isn't it? Look at that, Thomas. Look at this. Look at these wooden beads. Rolling. Are you rolling the tin? No, you're just throwing it, aren't you? It's all these. Oh. Oh. Now you're doing that. You hit yourself deliberately now. Silly Billy. Aren't you?
And this.
Some buttons.
And this.
Lots of buttons. Can you see any more buttons on the floor? Or has he got them all, do you think? Some bubbles. Would you like to blow some eggs?
No.
No?
Oh.
But no, it doesn't work actually. I thought I could blow it up.
Oh.
I don't think I can. So shall we blow some bubbles? Right.
Bubbles. Bubbles. And this?
Blow some bubbles.
No.
It is stuck. I can't get the one down to the bottle. Going to watch and then you can blow some. You going to blow? Oh, is it to your near your mouth, Thomas? Oh, pop. Lots of things going to pop this morning. That's it. Just gently blow. Very good, gently blow. And again. More bubbles. Oh, that's just one. Let's watch where it goes. It's going down. Pop! What's that?
The banana.
So you blow. You blow, Jennifer. Don't get it on your nose. No, not on your nose. Look at the bubbles. Look at all the colours. You're trying to catch them. You're trying to catch the bubbles.
Oh.
Some more there to catch. That's a big one. Pop.
Oh, no.
Going up to the ceiling. They're going up and down and all around. Point to the ceiling and point to the floor and point to the window and point to the door. Good boy, yes. Point to the ceiling. Point to the floor. Point to the window. And point to the door. And now point to the bubbles. Would you like to blow some more? Just gently. Don't get too close, just gently. Oh, well done. That's Thomas's bubble.
Aww.
Can I have a kiss, Murphy? Thank you. Okay. What's in your hand?
No.
Thomas is surrounded by bubbles.
Ooh.
Going to try and catch them. I don't mean to blow them in your face, but you keep turning around when I'm blowing.
Oh, bubbles. Two bubbles.
Two bubbles. How many more bubbles are there?
Two. Wait, bubbles.
What a lot of bubbles.
Bubbles.
Do you think you could try and catch some bubbles in a tin? Look, shall we try and catch them, Thomas? Mummy's catching some. Where have you gone? Just amusing myself now. Where's Thomas gone? Where's Thomas gone? What's Thomas doing under there? What's he doing? I think we'll get you out from behind there because Dobby's computer's stored under the stairs and he won't be very pleased.
No.
If you start unplugging the wires, will he? And off to you.
Yeah.
This is Mummy. This is Mummy coming to get you. The bubbles went. Where did they go to? You went and the bubbles went. Shall I get them back? Shall we blow some more?
All done.
All done. Well, I'm sure we can find some more, Thomas.
And more bubbles.
More bubbles?
And more.
All right. You like blowing bubbles, don't you?
And more bubbles.
More bubbles. Are you going to blow some? Gently, be careful, you don't want to turn around. Come on, you can blow some. Oh, dear, dear. Well, I shall carry on blowing them because it's nice. Oh. One landed on your head, Thomas. Come on, you blow some more bubbles with Mummy. Hide behind there again. What else is blowing, Thomas? I think the washing's blowing outside. Can you see it on the line? The washing's blowing and the windmills are blowing round.
Yeah.
windmills can we blow?
The washing's blowing.
The windmills are blowing. And I think we can blow some more windmills.
I'm not blowing.
I think we can blow some bubbles in this water. Oh, I've gone, it's been on the floor. It's just water. Are you going to blow? Or are you going to drink? Are you going to blow? You blow. You want to drink it? That's fine. Use mummy's straw. It looks like it's got something in it. Not too much, just carefully.
Juice?
It's only plain water. Just steady, steady. The bubbles are going up your nose, aren't they? That's right. Just drink very gently. That's right. Just steady, steady, not too much. You're taking too much. Yes, just little sips, little sips. Oh, Thomas. You're sucking now, though, not blowing, aren't you? You shouldn't be blowing to drink, should you?
Oh, drink.
You did the other day. That's what you normally do after a drink, isn't it?
Oh, Boo!
It's Purdy.
Oh.
Say hello to Purdy.
Oh.
It's Purdy at the door. Just gently, just steady, steady. That's right, be careful, be careful.
Ooh.
Little sips. Just little sips. Oh, Thomas, you're a mess pot.
Mess.
Steady.
Mm.
Got water
over there. A blue straw.
A blue straw. This is blue and white stripy straw. I think they've been on the floor a bit too often now. Steady. Oh, you're supposed to swallow it.
Is any murders?
No, it's all gone now. No, it's nearly lunchtime, Tommy. You can't have any more.
More.
It's quite a warm morning. I thought you might.
Lemon.
Yes. More juice. What do you say?
Me juice.
Pardon?
Me juice. Me juice.
I didn't hear that little word. Thomas, what did he say?
Baby juice.
Please juice. Didn't sound very much like please juice.
Red juice. Red juice. Red juice. Red juice. Red juice. Red
juice. Red juice. I'll take that back. And that's it now. Otherwise you won't want to eat your lunch. It's quite a warm morning, so you're quite thirsty. Are we sitting comfortably? Now we'll begin. I can hear that water going into your tummy.
Oh.
It's going in your mouth and it's going round and round and round and round. And it's inside your shirt and it's inside your t-shirt and it's inside your vest and it's in your tummy. All done.
But my juice. Me juice.
More juice, please. What do you say? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about saying thank you now you've got it? Sit still, sit still. Gently, gently, gently. You're very thirsty, aren't you?
I'm putting about a teaspoon of water in each time. It can't have all gone. Where's it gone? Where's it gone? It's gone in his mouth and down there and around here and inside his shirt. That's right. Do you think Pearl and Dipsy might like a drink from your beaker? They might like what's left. It's only a little drop in the bottom.
Oh no!
Well, I'm going to get. I feel sorry for Pearl and Dipsy. I'm going to get a cup and give them a drink. Poor Dipsy and poor Pearl haven't had a drink, have they? Dipsy might like a drink. My juice. Oops, mind the wall. No, they don't want that one. They would prefer this one out of this beaker. That's right.
Upset. Oh dear.
Oh dear, dear.
Upset.
Dipsy did what you did.
That oh dear.
The hat, oh dear. You call Dipsy hat, don't you? Because he wears a hat.
No,
Dipsy's had all he needs now, Thomas, thank you. But Poe hasn't had a drink. Let's give Poe a drink. Ooh, that's in her tummy, look. It's going in her tummy. That's right. Ooh, and what about Dipsy, Dipsy? It's in his tummy.
It is?
What about Dobbin and Bow Wow? Do you think they'd like a drink from your beaker? I think they would.
No.
Do you not think they would? I think they would. And when you've given the dog a drink, show Mummy why the water's gone in his tummy.
Nice.
Did Dobbin enjoy his drink?
No.
Is that on the cup?
More juice.
More juice? What do you say?
Please.
Here we are.
More juice.
Have you drunk that as well? Goodness me.
Juice.
Let's see if we have a jug. We might be able to pour some water from the jug.
There we are.
Let's pour this magic water from the jug into the cup. Pop the lid down. There's a lid on that jug like there was on the tins. That's right. And then Mummy's going to give this to Bow Wow. And we're going to see where it goes when he's drunk it. Oh, that's nice. It's going down here, around there, and in his tummy. Let's pop some more drops in there from the jug. You pour it in. Is he drinking straight from the jug?
Oh.
Pour it into the beaker first, Thomas, please. That's right, and then and where's the juice gone?
in his tummy.
And this?
Do you think Farmer, the farmer, forgot his name? Old MacDonald. Do you think Mr. MacDonald would like a drink?
Oh, this?
Oh, it's the lid, it's fallen off the jug. The farmer might like a drink. Because he's been busy working in the fields.
Oh, what's this?
And Teddy. Teddy's not had a drink since Christmas. That's what he says on his bib. Happy Christmas.
Bib. Bib.
That's Teddy's bib.
Seth.
Yeah. Should we put the lid back on and the juice won't fall out?
Oh, my juice.
That's right. Should you pour more juice into the cup? And then try giving the farmer a drink. It's magic juice, that, Thomas.
Oh,
magic juice. Did Poe and Dipsy drink all the juice? Oh, goodness me. What noise does the juice make when it's pouring into a cup? Oh, poor Teddy hasn't had a drink, has he? There might be a little drop of water left in there. Teddy's having a drink. Teddy's wearing that now. What's Teddy wearing?
Hat.
A hat. Oh dear. Oh, he's fallen. Oh, give him a cuddle. Poor Teddy.
Oh.
Oh, poor Teddy. Oh, that's what you love him better. Oh.
Oh dear.
A sharp piece on your nail. Come here. Come here, Mummy will sort it out for you. No? Oh, bye bye, Thomas. Bye bye. Where's Thomas gone? Where's Thomas gone? It's very quiet. Bye, Thomas.
Boo!
Boo! What's that? Is that your finger? I can't help you. Don't let me. We need a pair of scissors, don't we? To cut it. What do we do with scissors?
Snip,
snip. Snip. What do you do with scissors?
Blue.
Blue scissors. Juice. I was going to show you this. We've been looking at buttons, haven't we? And poppers.
Juice older.
That's a zip.
Juice is older.
Juice is older. Well, I think that's very full. Tell me you've got there. There's a zip. Look.
Juice.
There's a zip on your coat, isn't there?
zip.
Oh.
Zip.
Gosh. Yeah.
What about you putting your coat on and going somewhere? I think you're too small for too big.
No.
Oh, Mama, you've got your coat and your drink. You're going, are you? Are you going to the door? You're going in the car, right? Bye-bye.
No.
No, it's locked, isn't it? You need a key to get out of the door.
No.
Where are the keys?
Hello. What? Oh, dear.
Who's on your coat, Thomas? Teddy bears? Are there some teddy bears on the coat?
Hello.
Hello. Dipsy, put your coat on, do you think? Zip him up. Zip. Who's that?
It's
it. Who is it?
This.
We'll do the popper. Pop.
Boom.
Dipsy's still got water running down his head.
Where's
we
that?
Too much juice.
Where's that?
Where's Hap gone? I don't know. Where is he? Where's Dipsy? Oh! There he is!
It is it. What's that?
Where's Hat gone? Don't know. Where is Hat? Oh, there he is! Oh. Are you going to the door and the car? You're going to open the door
and drive
and open the car and get
car.
Oh dear.
Oh, that's a car key. How does Thomas drive?
Mummy.
What do you do when you're in the car? Show Mummy what you do when you're in the car and you're driving.
Mummy.
Careful, because that's not the right key for the door. What does Thomas do when he's driving in the car? Beep, 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 beep. You drive.
Oh dear.
Have you dropped the keys? Pick them up, please, and give them back to Dimitri, then she knows where they are.
Oh, thank you.
Po hasn't got a coat to wear, has she?
Oh,
shall we see if we can find something? Oh, look, Paul could wear this. This is what you sleep in sometimes. I think Po could sleep in that.
Po.
Because there is a picture of Po on the front. She might like that. There we are. And there's Po. It's a bit big for Po.
Po, right there. Po.
Do you like to do the poppers up so it doesn't fall off her?
Oh, no.
No? Is Po going in the car with you?
No.
Oh, you can't get out, can you?
Chair.
She's sitting on a chair?
Yeah.
Or is she sitting on a step? Your car, isn't it? The wheels are going.